Alrighty then. It's Charlie on your radio till 12 midday. Fun and games, music and chat. 2 hours of assorted random drivel and gubbins. R.E.M., Bruce Chanel, XX, Deacon Blue, Everything But The Girl, The Go-Betweens. And kicking us off, the Jay Giles Band. One Your Mum Will Like coming up.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let's away.
Moneypenny, pull my finger.
It's Sunday morning, whether you like it or not. Whether you're nursing a hangover from a night of responsible drinking, running around trying to keep peace with the kids, off out to rugby or football, or you've been out for a run and come back and the radio's on, the hot chocolate's on the go, and you're sort of crouched on the sofa in the fetal position, wondering what on earth's going on. Well, I'll do my best to help you through it. Listen, that's today's prep. Bits and pieces that I'm going to talk about. In the news, you heard about the £1 coins. Today is the last day. Spend, spend, spend. Spend those coins. Or just give them to me. I'll have them. We'll talk about the UK's mobile phone infrastructure. We'll also have a look at the week in tweets. See what's been happening on the old Twitter. And a week of overheard bits and pieces. Things that you've heard on the train and on the buses, to-ing and fro-ing from work. Things you've heard in the supermarket. The things people say. I'll throw some good music at you. I'll also let you know what's happening in the local area. We've got a couple of rounds of the Phoenix FM events guide. The first in about 10 minutes' time. If it's happening, I'll tell you about it. If the travel goes a little bit memories vertical, we'll deal with that as well. And whatever else I can throw at you between now and 12. Yeah. Regrettably, I don't have any Donald Trump news, which I'm a little bit disappointed about, because I went to all this trouble of making a jingle. Ask your mum if you want to know what that song is. I might actually have it with me. So if you want to hear the full version of that song, it's an absolute belter. But I went to the trouble of clipping a part of it just so I could go. But alas, no Trump news. Well, not yet, anyway. You know it's still about 4 a.m. over there. So maybe when he's having his old grey and bran flakes, he might actually let rip with some verbal gubbins. We wait with breath as bated as breath can be. Yeah. Seeing the news that Hillary Clinton's been awarded an honorary doctorate in Wales. Not quite sure if that makes her medically qualified or not, but I don't think I'd want her asking me to turn my head and cough. Morning, this is Charlie. It's just you and I having some fun. In the news this week, mobile phone coverage is deplorable, according to Lord Adonis, who doesn't look like one, to be honest. He's a bit bald, actually. Lord Adonis. Ah. 4G and broadband speeds lag behind the USA, the Netherlands and Japan, it says there. Overcrowding on peak time rail services went up 45% between 2011 and 2016. And get this. How many lights you got on at the moment? There's a heating on. I finally gave up for summer last week. The heating went on last week. I know it's winter, not only because the heating is on and the dust from the rads is stinking out the house, but I went and ordered cuppa soup on the week's shop. And it says here that more than 60% of the UK's power stations will need replacing to meet carbon targets. So quick, run round the house, turn the lights off, turn the heating down, it's all going to go black. Marvin Gaye, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Sunday Sounds at Phoenix 98 FM. Hello, this is Charlie. I heard Gareth play Mama Cass earlier, so I thought I can do slow and sultry and just about pull off sexy. I'm bringing sexy back. quarter to 11. This is Charlie. It's Sunday morning. New single from Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, which will wake you up and blow the wax out your ears. That's coming up. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Holy Mountain, the current single. You can download that now. Charlie likes that. Don't you, Charlie? Charlie said yes. And tomorrow, the top temperature of 24 degrees Celsius. I think someone's been casting some weather spells. What's going on? It's the middle of October. It'll soon be Halloween. It'll soon be Guy Fawkes Night. It'll soon be Christmas. It'll soon be Valentine's Day. It'll soon be Easter. Blimey, Charlie. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? No, nor have I.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
And I turn on the radio, and that Charlie's on. Just like that.
Oh, that reminds me, B-52's Love Shack, that bit at the end. Do you know, what is it she shouts? Actually, if I, here we are.
You're what? Henry!
Yeah, that bit. What is that?
You're what? Henry!
Yeah, it's, apparently it's tin roof rusted. Just found that one out. So, you know, all those years of not knowing, and I heard that a couple of minutes ago, and thought, right, okay, I'll get on the old Google it, and B-52's Love Shack lyrics, tap, enter, and tin roof rusted. And a friend of mine's got a young boy who was singing along to that Calvin Harris and Katy Perry song the other week, and he thinks it's Don't Be Afraid to Catch Fish, which is actually a better lyric, I think. From the tweets this week, overheard. Students, you've got to love them. I think my flat has really hard water. All right, is that like ice? It's there.
Woo!
Does make you wonder what kind of education the students are getting, doesn't it? Sometimes they deserve that debt, don't they? Hard water, ice. Dear, oh dear. You know what? I think I've led a very sheltered life. Talk about finding out things late in life, like the B-52's lyric. I only realised that on this song, Gorillaz, Dare, Sean Ryder, off of Happy Mondays and Black Grape and all that. Of course, now I can hear it. It's obvious, isn't it, really? So I think I've been hiding away too much and not, you know, getting out into the big wide world and experiencing things and learning things. I mean, I only found out last week that Wombles weren't real, I mean. And the less said about that safari up to Scotland for wild haggis, the better. So I found some news that I can actually include Donald Trump in. Oh, yes. It's very, very tenuous. But it's just so I can go... Yeah. And it's a lot of trouble making that jingle. The toy dolls helped a bit, but, you know, it's a lot of trouble making that. Imagine super-fast computers that can solve problems much quicker than machines today. These are quantum computers, and they're being developed in laboratories around the world. But scientists have already taken the next step and are thinking about a light-based quantum internet that will have to be just as fast. This is getting very scary now. So, what is a quantum computer? As I scroll down the page... A quantum computer is a machine that is able to crack a very tough computational problem with incredible speed beyond that of today's classical computers. In conventional computers, the unit of information is called a bit and can have a value of either 1 or 0. But its equivalent in a quantum system, the qubit, quantum bit, can be both 1 and 0 at the same time. This phenomenon opens the door for multiple calculations to be performed simultaneously. And talking of...
phenomenon. Phenomenon.
They're thinking of testing out this new quantum machine on Donald Trump. And just working out whether he is a 1 or a 0. Place your bets. So I told you that it was a tenuous link. But we still got the... in there, didn't we? Yes, we did. Just about. Oh, it worked, didn't it? Of course it did. Thanks. What's living in London like? Says one person. The other says, well, it's like having a permanent cold, a cough, and the luxury of paying £4 for a sandwich. Do you wave your hands in the air like you just don't care when they go, whoa, whoa? Just me then, isn't it? Madness, Wings of a Dove. Tony's on next. On the Wheels of Steel. I've been Charlie. Buns of Steel.